Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking the Lord Jesus Christ for all of you that's listening. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening in here in the United States. Welcome to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. To those of you that's listening in Canada and United Kingdom, welcome. Welcome to those of you in the Netherlands and Spain, and to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I will pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I'll do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer it for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half or 2 minutes out of respect of the length of the broadcast. And if you want to know how to get copies of the messages that the Lord Jesus Christ have been sending, I will get that information to you as well. Now, for those of you, I do understand who say that I do have questions, but I don't want to ask it over the air. Or I do have prayer requests, and I don't want to make it known over the air. Well, contact me. The email address is www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And I will pray for you or answer your questions in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, before we go into the lesson tonight, I always like to open up with prayer. And I do understand that some of you may say, I don't do that thing. Well, if you don't want to pray with me, that's your preference. Like I said, I'm not going to call you up or tell you to give me your name so I can give you a good talking. But for those of you that say, I don't mind, I will pray with you. Won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we humble ourselves before you on this blessed day to acknowledge that you are Lord and your God. And dear Lord, that there is none greater than thee, none is wiser than you. No one can do what you do and done what you have done. And dear Lord, we come to humble ourselves on this day to acknowledge that without you, we can know nothing. And Lord God, we make this request unto you, for you open this door to give us access to come before you and to make our request known unto you, that your spirit would accompany us on this journey once again as we go into the word of God. Dear Lord, we dare not enter and take this journey without you. Therefore, we ask that your spirit will provide us the revelation that we stand in need of today. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, I am part four, and from the way things look, this may be the fourth, final part of this series. It is titled The Midnight Cry, The Blood, Part 4. And what we have been looking at is how that the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that is sent from heaven, brought by the angel of the Lord Jesus Christ unto mankind, states and witness that Christ's sacrifice had to be, and it witnesses that there were the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and of animals. And it witnessed, though, that the shedding of the blood of Christ was more powerful and more effective than the shedding of the blood of animals. In fact, the word of the Lord witnesses that the old law is done away with, is finished, and that there is no more of that. We saw that from what the The word of the Lord was witnessing that the Bible was in agreement with it. And the Bible showed us also that the blood of Jesus is more effective and carries more power than the blood of animals, and how very important was the shedding of the blood. And we see that from the Bible when it's talking about an atonement mentioned in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. We see that one of the things that atonement in the Old Testament was connected to the sacrifice of the blood of animals. We learned that by its connection to the blood of animals, that it could only cover sin. It could not remove it or take it away. In fact, we come to understand that, excuse me, that the blood of animals could not do anything to man spiritually. We learned that what made the blood of Jesus much more powerful and effective, that it can do something to man also spiritually. Not only could it bless you physically, but it can do something, bless you spiritually. And also that the blood of Christ removed or took away sin, which is the great important thing for man. Because if the sin is still there, then it still can produce an effect that is not good for mankind. This is why man needed the sin removed. And the blood of Christ had the power to do that. Amen. And so tonight we kind of like, and if the Lord say the same as finishing up concerning talking about the shedded blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank Jesus for his shedded blood. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Verse 7 is going to be our key verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. Amen. And for those of you that don't have a Bible, you know, just, you got pencil and paper, write this down so you can take it back to the Lord and ask the Lord about it. Amen. And the word of God said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now we are told that through the blood, the atonement, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, not only do we have forgiveness of sin, that's where remission comes in at. I share with you guys that remission carries that twofold meaning, that not only is it meaning a forgiveness or pardon of sins, but a removal of sin, okay? But he also said here, we also have redemption through his blood. And so the question is, what is redemption? When we look up redemption, and I noticed that there was two Greek words in the New Testament that was translated to be redemption. Okay? One of them is apollotrosis. Apollotrosis. Apollotrosis means ransom in full. That is, figuratively, it means a riddance, or specifically Christian salvation. So through the shedded blood of Christ, figuratively, we end up with salvation. It was a riddance of what? The removal of sin. Amen. The shedded blood was the ransom that was needed and paid in full for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And, amen. Very important. In fact, the second Greek word is lutrosis, which means a ransom. So the blood of Jesus, salvation, the riddance of sin, the removal of sin. It was the ransom that was needed to pay in full for us. Hallelujah. Because man had belonged to the enemy. But the Lord Jesus paid the price through his shedded blood to retrieve man. Amen. According to Webster, the word redemption means the act, process, or an instance of redeeming. The act, process, or an instance of redeeming. So now we have to go a little deeper to see what does redeem mean. Redeem means to buy back or repurchase. It means to free from what distresses or harms. Okay? Amen. Glory be to God. First of all, to buy back. And another time, we're going to go a little bit more into this plan of redemption. First of all, I share with you, it means to buy back, to repurchase. We were bought with a price. It means to free from what distresses or harms, which includes what? The curse of the law, and it freed us from sin. When the Bible tells us that we were justified by his blood. Glory to God. Also, it freed us from the wrath of God, which is spoken in Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And like I said, at another time, we're going to look at the plan of redemption. Very important. Now, let's turn in your Bibles to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. This is why that as believers, we have to stand firm on the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because once again, these religions, all these other religions are going to come and combine together to fight the number one faith and the greatest faith there is. It's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to be careful as Christians that you don't become shaken to a point where you begin to deny the Lord Jesus Christ and what he provided for us. Now, some of you think that there's no way that everything's going to be okay. You got in your mind that your faith won't be challenged. My prayer for you is that God would open your eyes. Because if you haven't been challenged concerning your faith now, you just hold on. If you ain't been challenged yet, hold on. Amen. Glory be to God. Because the pressure, the intensity, the trial, the test is going to get ramped up, okay? Especially in this nation here that we call America. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Shatabu, oh shit, glory. Lord, have mercy upon us. John chapter 19, verse 30. In fact, verse 29 to 30. And verse 30 It's going to be our key verse. And the word of God said, now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and they put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now I share with you guys from the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, glory to be to God, that he's been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, that he witnessed in the sending of this word, which is referred to as the midnight cry. He said that it is finished, no more of the old law, and the burning of bloods and of the Sabbaths, okay? He said, no, it is finished. Finished. When something is finished, it's completed. It had a beginning, but now it has an ending. And so Jesus here on the cross said, it is finished. He have completed the thing of the sacrifice that was needed for man. The sacrifice, quote, beginning where that the blood of animals was shed for man to cover man's sin. But it overall ended with what Jesus said, did, and completed the thing, hallelujah, by the sacrificing of himself. Glory be to God. The word finish in this verse, the Greek word teleo, it means to end, that is, complete, execute, conclude. So he completed it. The law. He completed the sacrificing that needed to be done. He ended the old covenant, the old Mosaic law, and he ushered in a new covenant. All through his death, burial, and resurrection, which involved the shedding of his blood. And no one else's blood is as powerful or is as effective as the blood of Christ. And one of the things that these demons working through all these other religions tend to fight is the atonement, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They fight against it. They denounce it. They speak evil against it. And my word to you, to those of you that's listening, you better be very careful in listening to what the world has come up with peace. The world version of peace means to tolerate these weird and twisted teachings and sayings against my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what the world calls peace. And sad to say that some Christians have become so evolved or involved and wrapped up in such a saying that they have started to believe it themselves. And they have started to practice it. Now they have started to tolerate doctrines that is against the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride that Jesus is returning for is going to be strong in the faith, not wavering, and still standing on what the Word of God has told her through the written word. Thank God for the written word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I told you before, Jesus ended the sacrificing that had to be done for man. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24 to verse 26. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24 to verse 26. And the word of God says, For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often, nor yet that he shall offer himself often, nor yet that he shall offer himself often. Do you hear that? As the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world have he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He did it once. Okay? He put an end to any more sacrificing that was needed to be on the behalf of mankind. You hear that? No more sacrifice. In fact, if you look in chapter 10, the next chapter, verse 26, notice what it says. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. No more. Amen. He completed. He said it's finished. He completed. He ended. He concluded. And he put an end to any more sacrifice that was to be performed or needed for man. Hallelujah. So the people you hear today who call themselves still sacrificing animals, they're doing it in vain because the blood of the animals could not save them. It never could. Amen. It never could. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we noticed in verse 26 that the word of God said that, but now once in the end of the world have he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Not cover sin, but put away. Those are two words that could not be connected to the blood of animals. The blood of animals could not take away, it could not put away sin, it could only cover. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to look at one more verse. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, make it two more. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And the word of God says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If it cleanses us from all sin, that means it removes it. You understand that? Hallelujah. It is said the blood of Christ covers all sin. He said the blood of Jesus Christ removes or cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Not from some sin, but from all sin. That's how powerful the blood of Jesus Christ is, to a point that it is still effective to this very day. Now, some of you may have yet to see the importance of this being told to you. But I guarantee you, when the smoke clears, You will see it. And hopefully you'll be standing on the right side of the aisle when you do. Because the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be attacked more and more than you think. It's going to be attacked. It's going to happen. Amen. Some of your loved ones, some of your friends is going to mock you. I pray that you hear this. And now some of you will hear what I'm saying. You say, you know, you're wrong because you speak in curses. I'm not here to speak curses. I'm here to give you the truth. Some of your friends, your associates, your loved ones, when it's concerning your faith in Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about your gender or your color or your height or your weight, but I'm talking about when they're going to mock you because of your faith in Christ. It is going to happen. And this will show where your heart lies. Because if you become so broken up because you are losing your friends because of your faith in Christ, then you are going to turn away from the Lord. I'm not here to tell you that it wouldn't hurt when they do you like that. I'm not here to tell you that it don't sting. I'm not going to lie to you like that. I'm going to be straight up with you. But however, you will be in your valley of decision, and you're going to have to make that decision whether to continue on with Jesus or whether to throw up your hands and join the party. Now, some of you I can hear say, Brother Nate, it's obvious. You didn't even have to say that. Well, it ain't going to be obvious to everybody. In fact, people, even you think it should be obvious to, you're going to be shocked at the decision they make. Because the danger time we're living in now is that when we're not watchful and guarding our hearts, our hearts can become attached to things of this world so strong to a point that when you thought you would never deny him, you will. This is why we are constantly instructed in the word to have our mind on the things on high and not on the earthly things. And you have, and you're seeing it more, that more professing Christians have become more wrapped up into the things of this world than into the things of God. Hallelujah. Let's look at one more verse here. John, this is John this time, toward a little bit toward the front. John chapter 1, verse 29. John the 1. Verse 29, glory to God. John chapter 1, verse 29. Notice what John the Baptist, when Christ walked up, he didn't say, behold Jesus. He said, verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and say, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He taketh away the sin of the world. And it's through the shedding of his blood that he would take away the sin of the world. That's why he's known as the Lamb. In other words, Jesus was letting you know that you may have sacrificed lambs that were animals and shed their blood, but their blood could not take away sin like my blood. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Oh, Lashanta. Glory. Hallelujah. My personal prayer for me is, Lord, help me to stay in your hand. Help me to stay in your hand. I'm telling you, people, that from what the Lord has allowed me to see, and the things that is about to come. A shaking and awakening coming. Glory be to God. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Glory. Hallelujah. Get ready, people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Jesus is Lord. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ makes us whole. We miss it in the sacrament service. Some people look at it as just the cracker and the wine, and they don't see the significance or the representation or the symbolism, and they just takes it and not in faith. Amen. And it's gotten to a point that many churches would give the sacrament anybody that come off the street. So many of the leaders have no respect for the giving of that which Christ have commissioned us to give in honor of his body and his blood. Glory to God. And they have to go and going to give an account of what they have done in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, dear Lord, on our souls. Thank you, Lord. It has been a blessed day in the Lord Jesus. I have been seeing the Lord move. And yes, I have been seeing Satan rearing his head also. Whenever you have good, many times you have evil present that will come to destroy. And our eyes on Jesus. Peter, don't take your eyes off Jesus. Keep it on him because he told you to come. Come unto him. Keep your eyes on him and you'll make it. Peter, if you take your eyes off him, you're going to sink. Hallelujah. You're going to go down, okay? And you may have started off walking in faith, walking on the water, but you didn't endure. And you went down. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all of you who have prayed for me and my family and during this time that, amen, I have been on Blog Talk Radio. Lord say the same, this December will make 6 years. And I am humbled to be able to give the word of the Lord to those of you that's listening. Because the word is all what I have. And you know, when you examine yourself through the word of God, you begin to see more things concerning you that makes you to a point, say, Lord, work on me some more. You as a Christian person is not seeing that, then best believe something is wrong. Something is wrong. Glory be to God. So I wanted to come before you guys today with part four. I know it's going to be a short message, but it's still the word of the Lord. And the Lord say the same. I will be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, for you are Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for the many things that you have done and blessing us on this broadcast today. I pray that the word that I've given it right to a point where it's been pleasing in your sight. Have mercy, dear Lord, on my soul and the soul of my family and the souls of everyone that is tuned in to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I thank the Lord for all of you that's been listening. This is Brother Nate. The Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.